Hey, good morning show with Aaron. That was Hardly Unclear with Fish and Online from the old school. I've got Debs. Good morning.
How are you, Aaron? That music just woke me up.
Oh, that's good. That's by a New Zealand band or entity called Hardly Unclear. They write, if you listen to the lyrics, it's very unusual things they write about. So, yes, but that's not what we're here to talk about. We're here to talk about the creative market. It is back on, well, I say back on, it's always on every month. 10 o'clock this Sunday.
Yep.
And what can we expect? Are there any new stalls?
Yes, we've got four new stalls. We had two more, but they just can't quite manage to come to this coming one. So they're hoping to come to June.
So not quite.
Yeah, they just was hoping that the stuff that they use to make their stalls up, you know, wasn't quite ready.
Oh, so we haven't got any new stalls.
Yeah, so we've got four new stalls.
Oh, right.
Couple of crafty, couple of art, couple of health ones. So one with who's making some creams and lotions up for bodies, mainly skin obviously, but for very, very sensitive people who have that, unfortunately don't have experience with that, but I know there's a lot of very sensitive folks out there with sensitive skin.
Oh, so they might react to a lot of stuff, but not to this stuff.
Not to this, and it's all very, very natural and organic. So they're going to be inside. We've actually got Sarah coming from. Let me just see now. What Sarah? I always forget Sarah's last name. It's so rude.
Lancaster.
Pardon me.
Sarah Lancaster. Sarah Bing.
No.
Neither
you know
of those.
Sarah Lancaster's in Tauranga now.
I know, but you said coming. You started saying coming from.
And I was like, okay. Yeah, the books. The writer.
Oh, yes, I know who you mean. Sarah Johnson.
Johnson, yeah.
There we go. We got it.
Yes, because I think the book...
The Writer's World. Yeah, Whangaroa Writer's World is on this... Well, soon.
Very soon.
And it was a little while ago too. It's on a lot.
Yeah. No, it's ongoing, and all of that. Yeah. Anyway, I do sound a little bit bland, as I, you know. But we've got our usuals. You might like this though. One of the new stalls is the Italian freshly made pasta and pasta sauces.
Mm.
They use our kitchen. And I persuaded them to come and join us in the at the market. So they'll be here. I'm hoping to put them in the front and in the front with the other food. And they've got a food truck, so it's just about the logistics of that and all the electricity that's required there. But they'll be here too for you can get takeaways. You can bring a carton for a fresh pasta sauce and then take that away, or if you want fresh pasta you can also eat here too. And we've got the falafel Itai folks. Did you come last market?
No, I couldn't make it.
Okay, well try and come this one, because you've got to try and taste the piece of the pasta. But also we've got Emily coming again before she goes overseas on holiday. For the sourdough pastries, oh my God, they were so yummy. Yeah, she prepares them in the kitchen and then bakes them in our kitchen. So the whole place wafts of this beautiful, freshly.
Yeah,
really like it. She sold out by 12:30, I think, 12 o'clock.
one of those stalls that does that. How many people are using the kitchen at the moment? Sounds like quite a few.
Emily, we've always got Rick and Liz, you know, they make the pestos and so forth, so they use our kitchen once a week, and they're in, if the weather's really bad, they sort of base themselves in the kitchen.
I don't think it's going to be bad weather. I think it's looking like pretty good all week and through the weekend at the moment.
That's right. I mean, last market was buzzing. We had over 40 stalls, and it was, you know, reminiscence of pre-COVID, and we've got nearly 40 stalls. I've got a couple of submissions here that I haven't read through in my email this morning, so they
might be some more. What about drink coffee? People like coffee?
Yeah, So, yeah, bring your cups if you want to, but we can supply them here. We don't really want to encourage those nasty little takeaway things. So Morning Glory have got a store here. It's really good that Paul's managed to get someone on board and bring the truck in early in the morning. So they're usually ready to start making their coffees about sort of 8:30, 8:45, so just ready for the stall holders.
Oh yes,
and then the public after.
There'll be Josh behind, Josh up in the little, what do you call that unit, selling box, caravan thing?
I don't know.
Trailer.
Sounds good.
Or the yellow boxy thing.
Yeah. Well, I just call it the coffee cart. But,
cart. There we go.
It's a little bit more than that, and it's super heavy. I tried to move it the other day, just push it, alongside, and it was super heavy.
What about food? What have we got in the way of food? Have we talked about food yet? We talked about the bread.
Yeah. So we've got the, falafels and the pastries and the pastas, and there's a takeaway truck that wants to join us from Hamilton. I don't really think I shouldn't be saying this on live.
No, all right, stop, Deb, yep. Stop.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, we've got Sylvia, who returned to us last month with the fruit and veggies. So she's got lots of lemons, limes, I think some persimmons, hopefully, some microgreens, and two lots of avocados, the Reed and the Hass.
Yes.
That's off the top of my head. And then we've got the flowers. We've got a really interesting stall that's in the corner opposite the coffee cart. They've been coming for a few markets now, Kerry and Brett. And Brett works for a flower wholesale
place.
So he manages to get some really good flowers, good value. And and their daughter got a small 3D machine and makes these lovely little 3D objects, like little dragon, colourful dragons.
Oh, yeah, I saw those a few months ago. Yeah.
Yeah. So that's an interesting stall to sort of poke your head in and have a chat to.
Mm. So it sounds like, it's going to be a nice weekend. Lots of stall holders there. If there's anyone out there who wants to start a stall, is that easy to do? They got something they might want to try?
Yeah, absolutely. They can come and see me on the day, or email market@raglanartcentre.co.nz, or I'm usually here in the office on a Wednesday. If they want to pop in or give me a call on the landline.
Okay. What's that landline? 0023, I remembered.
Yeah.
Even though I forgot to use it for this interview.
You've got a lot on your mind. It's okay.
My mind can't handle a lot of it this morning. It's going real slow, I'm afraid. Deb, I think we've covered everything there. Market's at 10 o'clock. Park on the street as per normal. Don't fall in the gutter. And you'll be all good.
Yeah. No, it'll be great. It should be another really good, exciting market.
Yeah. And bring your sunglasses.
Yeah.
Okay, Deb. Thank you for your time.